the gate card, which is a tax exemption on farm products. You know, there's some non-farm abuse to that, and there's some interest and some looking from the legislature of how that program can be tightened up. I mean, so that, you know, someone that's deer hunting in getting an exemption on their four-wheeler when they buy the four-wheeler because it's not farm-related. So it's making sure the program is used what it meant to be used for. So, I mean, from a state level, that's one of the major issues that we're dealing with this year.
But as Hall says, they are also dealing with issues on a national level.
National level, you know, labor. That's a big issue, and we've got to continue to work in that area. And, I mean, that was the first I came to work with the Fruit and Vegetable Association 17 years ago, and that was the first issue I went to the Hill on. So it doesn't seem like it's ever going to go away. But it's an issue that our growers deal with daily because they've got to have 95% of our produce is hand harvested. So they've got to have labor to get the crops out of the field.
Hall wants growers across the state to know they continue to work on these and other issues, both on a state and national basis. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.